from in more ways than one.
All right.
The baker said, "You're gonna let me go now, right?" "No, I'm gonna fuck you."
That's gonna, that might get left in. Okay, a full day's work and this printout of this stranger's face is weighing down my pocket. What do I do with this thing? Grim, I'm headed home. Linus, shit. What did his mom call him? The King of Batusha? I desperately want to ask him about it, but that would just reveal I've been spying on him. I give him a nod. How's the family life going? Okay, your mama says hi, too. No, I don't mean it in I fucked your mom kind of way. I'm asking about your family. Oh, they're good. You okay? You okay there, Grim? I'm fine. Something's up. You asked about my family. It kind of makes me feel it even more. I'm just trying to be nice. Is this where we're at? Yeah, it's where we're at. Episode 2 saves. Okay. Yeah, cool. Who was that dude, by the way? Who are you talking about? The image sent to the printer. Shit, you saw it? Yeah, remember? Images you print are sent through the network. Are you printing out pictures of your boyfriend? I'm printing out pictures of your butt. Yeah, real funny.
But
what should I tell Linus? An investigation? Yeah, the guy is... My typing slows down as I consider what else I should say. The voice app beams out the words as I type them. The guy is a what? He might be some sort of criminal, I'm not sure yet. A criminal? Do you recognize him? No. Didn't think so. Well, I hope it's not that serious. I'd say the picture was some deviant-ass fuck wank... Deviant-as-fuck-wank material, except I know what Hank is into. It's for a friend, Hank. No, it ain't. Linus sighs and mutters to himself. I gotta get out of here before I get drawn into something else. Yeah, me too. I've never investigated anything in my life, but I guess showing people that picture wouldn't be a bad start. I'm sure Leah would do something clever, but I'm not her. I guess I should figure out where I want to start asking questions. You got it? Where are we gonna go? I don't want to just go down the... Where do you think would be the best place?
Where did she hang out? Probably coffee shop, I'm guessing.
You want to ask people if they've seen this person at the coffee shop?
That or the bar.
I'd go to the bar or the park.
Yeah, or the park, yeah.
But the park is during the, it is during the nighttime, though.
How often do you run into people consecutively at the park?
Let's go to the bar. Adventurers always ask for rumors at the bar. Now that I'm here, I kind of realize I've never been around here at night. Does Haley also work the night shift? I have no idea. It's a bit busier, but nowhere near full. Where's Haley? There's nobody behind the bar, so... Salutations.
Ugh.
Whoa. Sorry, I didn't mean to surprise you. Can I get you something? I reach for my phone and begin typing something out. You can use ASL with me, bucko. You understand sign language? That's right. I volunteer on weekends to teach deaf children. Great kids. They look up to me as a father figure, but that's not a surprise. A lot of people do. What? During the day, I'm a construction worker building orphanages, and at night, I work as a bartender giving advice to my bros. I've got too little time to spread out all the love I got. So,
like a guy that's full of shit.
You may have guessed it by now. Capable, fatherly, seductive, confident. I'm Dante, the world's straightest man.
That's funny. That's funny.
He's super gay. That's a thing? Certified by the American Association of Cisgender Heterosexual Males, also known as AAACHM. Kim! Wait, that's a thing? Sure is. You aren't a member? You should be. You wouldn't want anyone to think you're gay. just kidding. We straight males are so confident in our sexuality, we don't care if you're gay. That's totally up to you, and we support you in any decision you make. Try calling me gay. No. Just do it. It's for fun. Call me gay and see what happens. You're gay. Whatever, bro. Don't care. She didn't even flinch. No effect. That's how confident I am in my sexuality. So how can I help you? You want to share a brew and talk about Sheila's? Need some romantic advice? I got 99 problems and they're all women.
That's
no.
Like something
I'm wondering if you saw this man. I hand him the photo. Looks like a heavy alcoholic to me. Poor guy, reminds me of all the people I helped back at the shelter. I see, so you don't recognize him? He helped kids with the show. Oh, no, he didn't. He builds orphanages.
Yeah, I don't know. A pedophile. He's not straight.
Dude, I'm getting the stories mixed up. He said he builds orphanages and he helps deaf kids. So I got it all confused. Maybe. He looks like a lot of people I've seen. Why are you looking for him? He may have found a piece of property that belongs to someone else. Oh, so you're trying to return lost property. That's real hetero of you, bro. Yes, hetero. If I see the guy, I'll let you know. I appreciate that, thank you. You might also want to ask Haley. She works the day shift. Thank you. What a weird guy. So this is how I'm going to do things? Go around and show random people the picture? I honestly don't have a better plan. Clearly, I'm not going to land a break easy. I'll try again tomorrow. I'll try in the afternoon after class and then at night after work. It's late. Better wait until tomorrow. Another school day. When do I graduate? Finally. Where am I going this afternoon?
Coffee shop, get coffee, ask questions.
Have you seen this man?
You seen this vagrant?
A coffee shop is a good place to look. High traffic, right? All kinds of people drop into coffee shops. I'm sure homeless thieves do,
even
too.
Even alcoholics want coffee
sometimes. Hey, Grim, should I start preparing Hank's order? No, actually not. Thanks, though. I've come for a different reason completely. Have you seen this man? I show her the picture. A thoughtful expression passes over her face. I don't know. A lot of people come through here. He could have. Is there some reason you need to talk to him? He may have picked up something that belongs to a friend of mine. Oh, why do you think that? It's a long story. I don't have time to share it right now, but it's important that they find it. It must be important. Is it a passport? If it's a lost passport, they need to contact their embassy immediately. I know a little bit about that sort of thing.
Why would you just jump to passport?
So they can come to me if they have any questions. It's nothing to do with a passport, actually. Are you having trouble with your passport? Just prior experience, that's all. You had something stolen? Sort of. It was a while ago, though. Everything was resolved. It's good to hear. If you see him, let me know. Sure thing. Are you sure you don't want a coffee? Oh, thanks, but I don't really need one. I make my own coffee every morning. It's on the house. I suppose, in that case, sure. Light, medium, dark roast, room for cream, espresso, macchiato, ristretto. I'm basically asking what you want off the menu. What would I want to drink? Give me whatever you'd like. Wise choice. She goes behind the counter and busies herself like an alchemist in a lab. I'm a little curious about what she's brewing. Eventually she comes back with a small cup of some sort of thick brown, almost glossy liquid. Try this. I give it a sniff. Hot chocolate? But it doesn't look like normal stuff you brew. Oh, chocolate coffee is awesome. When I drink it, it's thick, and it's got a little spicy bite to it. It's definitely not the stuff you buy at a typical grocery store. Like it? I nod and put the cup down to talk. It's nice and a surprise. I was expecting coffee. You said you didn't need coffee, so I thought I'd give you something different. I think there's something pretty comforting about Mexican chocolate, too. Yeah, it reminds me of Christmas. Me too. What inspired you to give me a free drink? Do I need a reason? You're in here all the time. I don't feel like I know you that well. Thought it'd be nice. Thank you. I've been meaning to ask. When did you learn sign? Oh, I'm a linguistics major. I took a course in ASL. A single course? You learn quickly. Oh, the course was only the beginning, trust me. How long have you been using it? Is it obvious I haven't been using it my whole life? You seem a bit hesitant. You also falling back on old habits. You're structuring your sentences like spoken English. Also, I was discussing something with a dev. I thought I'd just throw this out. But we were discussing, spitballing an idea. They haven't made any games yet, like Species or like Decoys. Like, you know, where you have the alien girls and yeah. They come in. And I was like, oh, that would be great because you look at the plot of Decoys. They're reptilian aliens and they turn into sexy women in order to mate with guys. And I'm like, that's a good visual. We can make a good visual novel out of that. So I was discussing with a developer that already, you know, does work on these. And he's like, this seems like something interesting.
Yeah.
And I specifically said, he's like, why would you want that? Well, I like the alien monster woman. So anyway, you're stretching your sentences like spoken English. Oh, to be honest, I don't know many people that use sign language, but I learned it a few years ago. Then you learn fast, too. I had to. Don't we all? I have a few customers I have to deal with. Come by anytime you want to practice. Thanks. Ciao. Lydia's a really nice girl. I don't know a lot about her. Every time I see her, she's so nice to me. What do I think of her, though? Would I actually date her? I've never thought about her like that, but if I think about it, she's nice, but I don't like her in that way. I don't know her well enough to be honest, and maybe she's too nice. Maybe I like girls with a bit of an edge. I don't know. I'll wait for a night to come. Then I'll try again. She's not a bad girl, though.
Trust me, Beaver.
Short nap, then I'll be ready to continue tonight. There are sex scenes in this game. I have seen screenshots of them.
Okay.
Let's try this. I'm hoping I can find Sam's phone tonight.
I've seen girls naked. JCPenney's catalog. 1990. Yeah. It's the equivalent. It kind of almost feels... I'm not saying it is. It just feels like the equivalent.
Oh, my God.
So I've seen women naked.
All right, we're at night. So now where do you want to go? The comics?
Yeah.
We're not... I don't know if it's night yet, but we're going to go to comics. Yeah, it's night. I drop by the mall at night, but it's dead. Most of these stores barely open. You think, okay, let's try something different. That was a bad move. Which, okay, so... University Administration? Or the park? Is there anybody there?
Park? Yeah, it's creepy people.
Campus is pretty bare right now. Just people heading to different places. I feel like kind of a creep approaching people at night.
Park.
But I have to take the chance. I don't exactly have a lot of leads. What's that sound? Dogs. It's not unusual for people to walk their dogs this time of night, but... That sounds like a lot of dogs. Is somebody running a canine convention or something? No, that's just Maggie. Walking a half a dozen mutts of various sizes and breeds.
Yeah, I shouldn't be walking alone in the park with a bunch of happy dogs. All they'll do is lick your face.
Holy shit, are those dogs all hers? Doesn't take long for her to see me. Why, hello there, I've never seen you here at this time before. Now that I think of it, I'm not really on campus at night that often. So nice to see you. How do you do? You don't have to respond. I know you can. Looks like you caught me at my job. I'm a professional dog walker. Professional dog worker? Worker. I've heard of people walking dogs for money. I know it's a bit silly. Professional? Like I'm some kind of fancy lawyer. One of those dogs starts training at their collar to give me some affection. Duchess. Stop it, Duchess. Sorry, she's just being friendly, that's all. I think they like you. That's, Duchess, the small one. There's Goofy, Sandman, Julius, Spot, Sneezer, Nicodemus, Rickshaw, and Panic. Sorry, Sneezer just pooped. Gotta pick it up. Maggie scoops up a dog turd into a plastic bag and then drops it in a small campus handbag with individually wrapped parcels of dog shit. Not a moment's hesitation nor an ounce of embarrassment. I guess that's what being a professional means.
Yeah.
So,
embarrassed at your profession.
How's it going? Do you want to do some conversation practice sometime soon? Interesting that Maggie's never brought up her job, but that's fine. I actually need to speak to her anyway. She probably doesn't know who the guy in the photo is, but it can't hurt to ask. Sure, actually. You spoke. She's never heard me speak. I have a voice synthesizer on my phone. You didn't know? No. Why does she suddenly seem so strange? She starts looking around, her back shrinking a little. I don't think I've ever used it around her now that I think about it. I haven't needed to. If I had known I was going to provoke this sort of reaction, I probably would have thought differently. I have to go. Before you go, have you seen this man? I show her the photo. She scarcely looks at it. No, I have to go. She tugs the leashes of the dogs and walks away with some urgency. The parking slowly fades away as they turn the corner around a building. Shit, that was weird. Didn't think simply talking would scare her so much. What's with her?
Really anxious.
That fills me with an unpleasant, ambivalent feeling. What was I hoping to get out of Maggie? What did I feel about her? She ain't my type. You know she is a redhead.
I think...
She's pretty, there's no denying that. And I didn't think I had a thing for shy girls, but I guess I actually do. Hope I didn't scare her off permanently. Oh well, the investigation must go on. Look, he said the right words. She's a redhead.
Well, that's all you need to know. know.
That's all you need to know.
Redhead girl, got a chance. Redhead guy, I don't know. They done took your soul early.
A day off. Feels glorious. Huh, interesting. I've been so distracted with the app thing. I didn't check to see if there was anything going on. A shower this early again? Leah had a free day, didn't she? Oh, no, she did, but now she doesn't. Fuck. Maybe I can ask when she gets out anyway. A little later, she walks out fully dressed. Morning. Hey, you're up even earlier than usual. Yeah. Coffee?
Coffee.
Thanks. She pours me a cup of coffee. When she gives it, I'm hit with a warm, fresh scent of a dark brew with a little cream. Nice. I take a sip and appreciate the feeling of caffeine soaking into my veins. So you're busy today. Unfortunately, I thought I had the day free, but I don't. Schedules fill up fast. There's so much to do and so little time to do it in. I know the feeling. Feeling starts to warm my stomach. I think it's because I'm being fed something I haven't had in a long time. It's even unusual that Leah and I sit down like this. I think Leah feels the same way too, judging from the way her expression starts to glow. You'd usually be doing something this time in the morning.
Yeah.
I usually have a study group about this time. Is that right? Feels so strange. There's something about you I didn't know. We aren't together all the time anymore, I guess. That's truer and truer. Feels weird that I don't know what you'd be doing today. I'm going to the town hall. Shale Hill has a town hall? You really don't know much about this town, do you? Nope, I guess not. Anyway, my academic advisor said I should go out and engage with the community. Shale Hill is kind of a college town. It's a little more than that. You can come with me if you want.
Yeah,
I'd like that. Okay, then, I'm leaving right now to catch a meeting, so you better get dressed. No time even for a shower? You can take a shower if you want to drive yourself to town hall. Crap. Relax, you don't smell too bad. Huh, yeah, right. As I'm getting dressed, I'm suddenly struck by something. The first time we hang out since the beginning of the semester, Leah and I are going to the town hall of all places. What a lame place to go on a date. Wait a sec, a date? I don't think that's what Leah thinks this is. You ready? I feel a bit musky. Put on some deodorant and you'll be fine. Oh, that would have been a good idea. Heh, you'll be fine. Just don't shake any hands, okay? Right. I'm guessing you'd like to drive. Yeah, I can drive. Thank you. I used to drive Leah to school every morning. Typically when we had our stupid little conversations about this and that and bric-a-brac. So many laughs, little arguments, traded gossip. It's more difficult to have those kinds of conversations now with my hands on the wheel and my throat next to useless, but Leah does her best to fill the air for me. It's idle chatter about some classmates, which I quickly forget about, but it sounds good to my ear. I think she's saying it only because she knows I like hearing it. When we arrive, I find a place to park and walk in with her. It was fun riding with you again. It was. I'm going to sit in on the town council meeting. What are you going to do? Sit and do homework, I guess. Really? Okay. Change of scenery would do me some good. Are you sure you just want to do homework? There's a lot of resources here. It might really help with your investigation. The fuck? How did she know I was investigating anything? Has she been spying on me? How did you know I was... You were up really late a few days ago, doing something on the computer. You're normally pretty good about going to bed at a regular time, so I was confused. It's a little too early in the semester to cram, and you haven't really told me about any big projects, and you seem really stressed about something, so I assume you must be looking into an issue at work. How did you know I was up late on the computer? Because usually you wake up while I take my first shower, but you didn't leave your room until after I left for school. But then how did you know I was on the computer? Well, I know now, but really it was an educated guess, given you work with computers. I see. Is it private? You could tell me if you want to. It's not a big deal. I'm just trying to find a glitch in the school app so I could submit it to developers. Oh, okay, so basically stuff I wouldn't understand. Computer stuff. Yes. So, the issue is over now? Kinda. Why? Nothing. Actually, I didn't want to seem creepy or anything. It's hard for me not to notice that you're running around trying to fix some sort of problem. I didn't want to make a big fuss about it. It's not really my business. So you realize that I'm working on something? But, like, casually. I'm not trying to look into your life. I just pick up on things, you know? I guess I do know. Leah was pretty observant to realize what I'd been doing, so I'm not sure I should draw her completely into the weirdness I'm embroiled in. Should I tell her what's going on? Hold that thought, Grim. The meeting is starting. Let's talk afterwards. Yeah, okay. I'll be out in roughly an hour. Leah flashes me a smile before heading inside, leaving me out in the town hall. Luckily, there's some comfortable seats here. I can hook into the Wi-Fi and get some homework done. That'll be efficient. Meanwhile, I can think about what I'm going to do with Leah. I've been working for quite a while, and I get into that kind of haze where you simply forget where you are and what you're doing. Been there. Town hall, school, library, my own desk, whatever. The most important thing is the work right in front of me. So I'm hyper-focused when I suddenly get startled. It's not the sound of the door opening, it's the girl who comes through it. Emily. Shit. Is this what's happening from now on? I'm just gonna run into my ex? I didn't even take a shower today. My hair's a mess. Why does Emily always catch me in these compromising positions? I know Emily sees me, and she's about to turn away and act like she hasn't. I've done this whole pretend you like you didn't see each other thing before. But it's not Emily that stops and stands toward me. Excuse me, and turns towards me. Hi, I'm Cedric. You must be Grim. You don't have to say anything. I already know. Emily has already told me about you. It's nice to finally meet you. Cedric. Grim, this is Em... Ah, what am I doing? You two already know each other. Silly me. Come on, Cedric. I fumble for my cell phone and groggily start to type in a response. Nice to meet you, too. I really wish this mechanical voice could emote confusion. Emily tells me you had a really nice voice once. That must really suck to lose it, I mean. Cedric! Sorry, Emily. You just talked about the guy a lot, so I thought I'd say hi. You don't get the rules, do you? Rules. Basic rules of social interaction. Please, thank you, sorry, hello, goodbye. You're confusing niceties for social etiquette. I don't get you. Yeah, that's obvious. If we're doing this, then yes. Grim, this is my business partner, Cedric. Interestingly, Cedric seems to bristle at the word business partner. Seems like Emily wants to go. Here's my business card. He holds it out to me. I furrow my brow, for some reason reluctant to take it. Eventually, I do. It reads Cedric, data specialist and philosopher, along with all his other contact info. Data specialist and philosopher? Were we going to lunch, Emily? No, not right now. Actually, I suddenly remembered I needed to speak to Grim. But you didn't even want to talk to him in the first place. I do now, and it's private, so... Private? Private about what? Oh my god, it's private. I'll talk to you later. Okay, if that's the case. I'm sorry, Grim, it doesn't get the rules of having an ex. I was trying to pretend like I didn't see you, like a cultured, housebroken human being, but he insisted on introducing himself. Data specialist and philosopher? What a polymath. I told him he shouldn't have that on his business card. He has no idea what it looks like. Naturally, I wonder what Cedric's relationship is with Emily. Is that prying? No, it's a natural thing to wonder about. If I don't ask, it would seem like I'm just trying to avoid the subject. Is that your new boyfriend? No. That was very certain. Listen, I don't do that whole thing where I pretend like my life is wonderful to make people jealous. I'm not really interested in making people jealous of me. I don't understand why people like to do it in the first place. My life is a pit. A pit? Shit, sorry to hear that. I mean it in a good way. Oh, a nice pit? Yes, an empty space full of potential, ready to be filled with cement, the foundations of a new life. I see the analogy now, so you're building something for yourself. Yes, you understand. Sounds a bit convoluted, I won't lie. But it's a good description. The point is, I don't really bear you any ill will, and I don't care if you're doing well or not. I'd rather you do well, if anything. That's why I was disappointed when I saw you reading that hentai. It was literally for a friend. Oh yes, for a friend. Everyone sees through that cliche bullshit. It's true though. In any case, you're above masturbating to that junk. Really? What should I be masturbating to again? Excuse me, I say, really? What should I be masturbating to instead?
That strange thing.
Emily can't help but smile. Whatever you want to. I'm not the masturbation police. Looks like I freed up some time off my schedule. Would you like to have lunch with me? The fuck? Are you joking? Does it sound like a joke? You're my ex, so it'd be weird. It's not weird. Just because we're not together anymore doesn't mean we can't be friends. I guess that's true, but she nearly walked right past me without bothering to acknowledge me. I'm actually here with Leah. I know, I saw her. I suppose Leah isn't the biggest fan of mine, so you can come by afterwards. Whether you come or not, I'm having lunch. Come by the deli if you want. Thanks, I'll think about it. I have to at least wait for Leah. Don't feel rushed. Emily looks as though she's about to turn and leave, but she suddenly stops. Oh, and, Nice cologne. Nice cologne. I'm wearing...
Talking about... It's musty.
I'm wearing Eau de Nantes taking a shower. Women sometimes like that musk.
Sometimes.
Jeez, maybe I should shower less. But what is this about Emily wanting to have lunch? She's my ex. That's weird, isn't it? I'm kind of over Emily at this point, but she might be fun to hang out with again. You can't really have too many friends. Wait a sec. Did Valerie tell me that Emily's family are the vendors of the software the university uses? It's actually a pretty compelling reason to go talk to her. It'd be a good opportunity to learn more if Emily knows anything. Actually, I need to talk to her. For all I know, Emily might be the center of this whole thing. Who the fuck is that? He just burst out of the room Leah was in. It looks like he's about to invade someone for oil. Mr. Mayor! Excuse me, young lady, I'm a busy man. I know that, but I'm a journalist, and I was hoping you'd answer a few questions. A journalist? What in tarnation? Promising young lady like you wasting her life like that.
America! Fuck yeah.
Well, I take issue with the characterization, but I do have some very important questions. Oh, well, hadn't time. Sir, I'm here from the Shale Hale University Herald, and I'd like to ask you about the student paper, huh? You take to the office, young lady. The press secretary would be happy to oblige. Good day.
But your recent
remarks in support of the education cuts. Education cuts? I said nothing about those. And the most recent Nightingale leaks. Nightingale, you gonna bring up that pile of horse manure? Doggone it, you really are wasting my time.
Stereotypical son of a
bitch. Nobody respects the student paper. That was the mayor of Shale Hill? Yeah. Cowboy is the mayor of a college town? He's as much a cowboy as Al Pacino is a mob boss. But yeah, he's the mayor. Weird. This is really frustrating. Why? Nobody engages with me. Nobody takes me seriously. And when I think I found a lead, nobody is interested. I got a solution. Get bigger tits.
I'd play with the one she's got.
Well, I'm just saying, she says nobody takes me seriously and engages. If she had big old tits, they'd be like, well, hold on, I might not. Everybody.
You can't just have tits, you gotta know how to use them too.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying it would get attention.
She's got tits.
There are women I have talked to. There are women I've talked to that have caused car accidents.
Yeah.
Because the guys were staring.
Yeah, it fucking happens.
There's stuff going on in town, I know it. In small towns and countries where local journalism is atrophied, where corruption is most rife, journalists hardly even show up to these events. I'm sorry to hear that. But wherever I go, suddenly there's a wall. Leah glances at my computer. Seems someone had a productive day. Got some good work done. Good, I'm glad. Did you see Emily when she came out? I did. Crazy, right? It was crazy. I'm still not sure why she followed us to Shale Hill. She didn't follow us. I'm just surprised she chose SHU. She's related to the app. I wonder if the issue brought her to Town Hall. Why was she in there? I don't know. Kind of just passed by her. So I definitely still need to talk to Emily then. What are your plans after this? I kind of got some stuff I need to do. I need to see my academic advisor. You've been spending a lot of time with him recently. Yeah, Mr. Craven has a very distinguished career. His name is Mr. Craven. Craven is a coward. Yeah, but it's also Wes Craven. And he did Freddy. Far from a coward. Yeah, that's K. Craven. I'm surprised you know that. Craven is kind of an obscure word. His name is Mr. Coward, basically. Yeah, basically. But Wes Craven is no fucking coward. He created Freddy and a bunch of other... it's tough being in journalism school. I went to a fast food place the other day and all the workers were former grads from my department. You know, you can still move to STEM. You can make a difference in the world and not have to make a vow of poverty. Yeah, maybe. I have to go see Mr. Craven now. Thank you for hanging out with me today, Grim. You too. Do you need a ride? No, I think I'll get a ride back with my advisor. We're supposed to meet nearby. And good luck with your investigation. Thank you.
Sleeping with him.
She might. Don't think Emily got the memo that exes can't be friends. But we're going to find out what happens next time when more Shale Hale Secrets continues.